You're listening to SBS News.
Heath Thorpe's been involved in gymnastics for 14 years, representing Australia at World Cups and World Championships. But coming to terms with his sexuality meant at first facing a stereotype within the sport.
I know when I was growing up that I was met with a lot of comments of gymnastics being for girls or being for gay people or anything like that. So for me to realise my identity was a little bit of a struggle because I had almost not wanted to perpetuate a stereotype that I'd been told my whole life. So that was a little bit of an internal challenge itself. And even so now, I'm still one of the only openly gay gymnasts on an international level.
He says it's been complicated navigating the sporting world as a minority.
It's been quite interesting, exploring that and understanding that, especially at a young age. I came out to the media when I was 18 without even necessarily realising the enormity of it. So I think it's just a lot of firsts are hard to navigate.
The 24-year-old is now among 14 athletes banding together as ambassadors for the Australian Institute of Sport's inaugural Thrive with Pride program. He sits alongside fellow gymnast Dominic Clark, who is also openly gay. Launched in consultation with national not-for-profit sporting inclusion programs, Pride in Sport and Proud to Play, it aims to provide safe and inclusive environments for all athletes. Matty Clements is acting chief executive of the AIS.
It's about raising awareness around the LGBTIQ+ population and sport being a great vehicle to have those conversations, which, to be frank, perhaps we haven't been able to do at all times over the last couple of years.
She says the program will equip ambassadors with the knowledge and experience to speak with local sporting organisations about LGBTIQ+ awareness, active allyship and inclusivity.
I think historically some of these conversations haven't been had potentially because people haven't seen others like them. And we know that when people can relate to others, they're more likely to have a conversation about who they are. So a program such as Thrive in Pride creates that conversation.
Pride in Sport Index co-founder Andrew Purchase says he's extremely supportive of the AIS, helping to facilitate greater inclusion and respect.
There are people with varying sexual orientations and genders in all sporting environments, whether it be community or whether it be elite, whether it be kids or whether it be kind of adolescents. So I think educating some elite sports people, whether it be coaches or athletes themselves, and then giving them the opportunity to go and spread that message more broadly is very impactful.
The program ambassadors comprise LGBTIQ+ athletes and allies from across 10 sports, including two-time Olympic diver Matthew Mitchum, former Rugby Sevens captain Sharni Williams, and non-binary shot putter Maria Strong, who made their Paralympic debut in Tokyo last year. Also among them is three-time Olympic water polo player Rowie Webster.
I knew for a long time that I was gay, and it certainly didn't feel all that comfortable coming out. Just in the sporting world, there weren't many role models that I knew of that were like me.
With a great support network around her, the 34-year-old says she was able to realise her authentic self and is now thriving. But she acknowledges many others haven't had the same experience.
I think I've been in a really privileged position where I've always been in a safe environment and I haven't had, discrimination towards me, but I certainly know a lot of athletes and people in the greater community who have. So I think that's what our role is now, to try to overcome those barriers and those challenges.
She says she was motivated to get involved in Thrive with Pride to help break down stigmas.
We want to start healthy conversations, have a really supportive and safe environment to have those conversations, and also educate sporting organisations to better support their athletes. And also I think that will have a real ripple effect into the community.
Heath Thorpe agrees that education is the first step towards progress and equality for queer athletes.
I think often a lot of ignorance or misinformation just comes from a misunderstanding. So people don't feel comfortable necessarily supporting or engaging with a space that they don't understand. And I feel like that's a common human experience no matter what we're talking about. So it's really important and crucial to educate from a young age and educate from the top as well.
Ultimately, he hopes to encourage young queer athletes not to walk away from the sport they love just because of their sexuality or gender identity.
Sport is a space for everyone, and to me, it's a means for movement and health and community, and no one should ever be denied that.
Amy Hall, SBS News.